This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending August 16th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The Knights of Columbus have announced they're building a shrine to St. Kateri Tikiquitha in Gallup, New Mexico, as part of their new initiative to provide support to Native Americans in the United States and First Nations people in Canada. They also plan to offer additional support to refugees along the U.S.-Mexico border. The shrine, which had its groundbreaking on August 11th, will eventually include the world's tallest crucifix at 200 feet tall, just shorter than the Statue of Liberty. If you like to drink beer, you have monks to thank for that, as they essentially created the modern brewery in the Middle Ages. And while many of the monastic breweries have since disappeared, many are still making some of the most sought-after beers in the world. The Building Catholic Culture website now offers a list of all the breweries connected to existing monasteries available throughout the world, including six in the U.S. But no surprise that most are in Belgium and the second most are in Germany. A few years ago, the U.S. military announced with great fanfare that their weapon systems would begin to adapt to the video game culture prevalent among their recruits by offering digital touchscreen interfaces. But now the U.S. Navy is moving back to analog throttle controls for its destroyers because helmsmen had found them too confusing, leading to accidents. Investigations following two such accidents found that the sailors who helmed the vessels did not fully understand how the touchscreen controls work, and deeper investigations said such concerns were widespread across a number of systems across the Navy, with sailors preferring old-style manual controls over new digital ones. With CBS and Viacom reuniting as one entertainment company again after 13 years, it might also mean that Star Trek will once again be whole. After the prior split, CBS had the rights to make TV shows, while Viacom could make movies, but they could not reuse each other's properties. And that's where the J.J. Abrams Kelvin Star Trek reboot movies came from. But now with the reunion, it's entirely possible for, say, characters from the Abrams movies to show up on Star Trek Discovery. The new head of the reunified company said this means the property can be leveraged across all platforms. College students with iPhones at some universities will now be able to use the Wallet app on their phones or Apple Watches as their student IDs for accessing buildings and even buying food and other items at campus stores. Apple has announced that students at 12 universities will now have access to the service, with more to come in the future. This comes as Apple launches its new Apple Card credit card and mass transit systems begin allowing Apple Pay to pay for tickets, making Apple Pay and Apple Wallet all the more useful. Dr. Robert Ballard, the undersea researcher famed for finding the wreck of the Titanic, has now turned his attention to finding Amelia Earhart, with a new clue that suggests she might have landed her plane in the water off a deserted Pacific island in 1937. Ballard and his team aboard his ship Nautilus will use high-def cameras, a 3D mapping system, and remotely operated submarines to search the 10,000-foot mountain of which the island of Nuku Mararo is just the top. Ballard says he's confident they will find Earhart's plane. J.D. Vance, author of the best-selling 2016 memoir Hillbilly Elegy, has entered the Catholic Church. The book was often cited as a revealing look at the part of blue-collar America that fueled Donald Trump's successful bid for the White House and at the problems that plague poor Americans. In an interview with Roger Ayres, the American conservative, Vance said he became Catholic for both intellectual and relational reasons, as many of the people who mean the most to him are Catholic. He said he was also drawn to the Church in part because of Catholic social teaching. He added that the Church's concept of grace is also attractive to him because it's not couched in terms of an epiphany, but in the idea that you're constantly being worked on to become good. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. Thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.